Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
Drive on air.
Friday night, yaggedy yak.
Don't go back.
This is Jive on Air, and today you'll be hearing about demons. And today our panel is...
Austin!
James!
Demon!
Yeah!
Micah! Robert!
Kaylee!
Cameron!
And Peyton!
Mr. Giro!
Don't you guys really believe in demons?
I don't believe in demons.
Rick Ethan? I disagree with that.
I do believe in demons.
I do.
Timmy?
Ethan? Demons aren't real. They're scary.
Micah?
Yeah.
Kaylee?
What?
Do you believe in demons?
James.
Yes.
Cameron? Yeah.
I believe in demons too.
Demons are awesome.
You?
I just say no to demons.
Yes. Do it right side. I believe in sisters.
Well, do any guys have any stories?
Ethan
about
does. Ethan, pick Ethan. Pick Ethan, please.
Jimmy.
Ethan got a story.
Ethan, what's one of your stories?
Okay, this one time, we were running away from JC because we were just playing around, and then we went to Jane's. We were me, Timmy, Ian, and JC, and Connor. We were all sitting there at the gym, and then a garbage can tips over, and then Connor throws a pen cap halfway across half court, and then. When we turn on the lights, it's inside the key.
Inside what key?
Yeah, the 3-point.
Not demons?
Ghosts?
Ghosts, demons, what's the difference? They're still scary.
Yeah, one time, I was on a basketball trip in New Haven, and I was sleeping. Got woken up at like 1 in the morning by my friend Jamin. He had his legs and arms wrapped around me. And like, there's beds. Our bed was getting scratched underneath of it.
Wasn't your bed shaking?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
And
then Ethan turned on the lights and, like, blankets moved and, like, something walked around in our room. You could hear
footsteps. You can hear footsteps. You know how the floor creaks?
It was like last week, right?
Yeah.
It was creepy. And then there's one time that I was in the gym and down at the downtown gym. And we're all sitting there and all the lights are on. We had a bunch of balls in the corner. And all the lights started shutting off one by one. Then the bleachers started shaking, the balls started bouncing everywhere. It's pretty crazy.
Do you think that was just one ghost? Do you think that was more than one ghost? Do you think that was in there?
I don't know.
It's pretty
crazy.
Well, it could be like possessed.
What's the difference between ghost and demons anyways?
There is a difference. Demon possessed things.
Well, so, Michael, ghosts can do that too.
Ooh, I think my dog was possessed by a demon.
I think I'm possessed.
It was scary. Another dog. Oh, okay, I woke up at like 1 o'clock or 4 or 3 in between that time or something. And then I woke up and then I got up to go get a drink of water. And then my dog was right there and he was standing.
So?
It was standing.
On his hind legs?
That's creepy.
It was looking right at me.
I think I'm possessed.
Robert, what is your story? You should have a story there.
I don't know what's happening, but I was sleeping, and Christian tried waking me up for school, and I was, like, punching him in the face, and he's trying to wake me up. It was funny.
My friend Chanel was telling me, one day she was down the gym, I guess, and she was just wandering around, and she heard this, like, voice that said, "Hello? Who's down there?" or something.
Yeah, we were up, and we were in the attic of the old school, and you were starting to walk upstairs, and all of a sudden you hear, "Hello? Who's down there?" I'm scared.
Chanel couldn't sleep that night.
There was me and Jason
went
to the hallway.
We were upstairs, Ethan.
Chanel heard the voices in her head too, so.
You know what's pretty crazy though? Like, there's this one person I know named Dakota, and she went to her house one morning and heard. People saw things in her house before, and like her door opens in her room all the time by itself. But she turned on the lights when no one was home, and there's someone sitting on her bed. It's pretty crazy. And then when she, like, it disappeared, it's pretty weird, she said.
Timmy, remember when he said he did that Bloody Mary thing? And Douglas were there, and he said this, the whole entire screen was all bloody.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was scaring you guys, because Douglas was like, oh.
Well, if I was to
Dakota, I'd get out of that room.
Douglas wanted it.
Okay, well, we're gonna go on a quick break. So we'll be right back.
Hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna-
stenches in the air. The funk of 40,000 years and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
We're back with Drive On Air, and we're going to talk a little bit about Paranormal Activity, the movie that everyone says that they believe in.
Yeah, that movie's all real.
It's fake.
It is seriously
those
fake.
Are still
it
alive.
Looks fake.
It's
real.
It's fake. I know
it
it's fake.
Real fake.
James, how do you know if it's real or not?
Wait.
It looks fake.
Okay, one person at a time.
Do you guys, and you guys believe like that really happened, and they just, and that person, like someone told about it, and then they just made a movie about, and you guys really believe about that?
It was based on a real true story. It was based on a true story, though.
A movie I was saying it was based on a true story, and there's this one.
Actually, people that did get possessed.
And the, yeah, they put a camera in the house and they started seeing stuff. It's cool.
There's actually a real video that they put on
YouTube.
TV. Yeah, and it shows like there's these people that killed their kids.
Eight haunted?
Yeah, it's not eight haunted though. Eight haunted's fake.
It
was these home videos of this. It was showing on, I don't know what it was. It was History Channel or something. But there was like, they went and killed this kid. And then there's people that had a camera because they had a break-in in their house like a week before this happened. But there was this girl walking down the hall, and then she like got stabbed by a knife. And then there's a mom inside the bedroom, and she got stabbed. And then everyone who was in the house got killed. And then they have a, like, there's this white thing walking towards it. And then when it runs up to the camera, it has a smiley face. It's pretty crazy.
That sounds like Paranormal Activity. And then, in one of the alternate endings, she comes to the camera, smiles, and she
grabs. Was like four alternate
endings? And the one that, people say that really is true is the one where she kills him, throws him at the camera, and then runs away. And then the police find the body in the house, and then they can't find the girl. And
I still think that movie's fake. Because we have the advanced technology to make that blanket move.
Yeah, no, we don't.
But it's based on a true story.
No, we don't. Hey,
it was funny when
she
got
gonna use string?
Yeah, it looked pretty funny.
Technology, Robert. You move that.
Yeah, we have a fan.
Have any of you guys ever... Have any of you guys seen the TV show where they put these three guys go and they go in these hauntedest places ever?
Oh yeah, it's Ghost Whisperers and stuff like that. But they actually have, like, I was watching one time, and they're talking to like this little kid, and it was saying stuff to him. It was like saying hello. They had like this technology that it showed.
It's a
you know what's that thing that JC and them did?
I think that Ghost Hunter is actually fake because they say they hear sounds, and there might be a mic speaker in the back playing different sounds.
Where?
In the back of the background stuff, they could have different sounds.
Well, no one can imitate that one thing that they found, that one episode that I can't remember the name of.
But
they heard this old man saying hello.
But
you cannot duplicate that. Okay.
I'm talking right now.
Perfectly on a speaker.
Yeah. They're gonna be like, oh, I'm an old man.
Like, when
and
you're
I'm saying
an
hello.
iMovie and you do an audio, when you put audio over video, because I can do that right now. I can make this video say hello.
Anybody can do that.
Okay. So.
I think it's kind of creepy though. The TV show I'm talking about is the one where they stay in this like really haunted place for like
Ghost Hunters.
Oh yeah, it's
Ghost Adventure.
Yeah, that's what it is. And like they stay in it for the whole night.
We're talking about ghosts now, not demons.
Yeah, but they don't know it's Well, no, I don't get that.
I thought demons.
Why do they go from demons to ghosts?
Because
aren't demons and ghosts the same thing?
Yeah, they are.
Demons no, could possess people.
And what's the difference? What's the difference?
People. Demons are possessed.
Yeah, demons are evil spirits, and ghosts are people that used to be alive. So you, so people didn't used, you know, demons never used to be alive.
So technically, what you're saying is, in the old school, we have demons.
I don't really know. Has anybody seen the movie Case 39?
No.
I've seen a movie called District 9.
I saw that.
And it was really boring.
And that was freaky. Like
I've
that
seen
little,
a movie called...
Like a little girl that's the demon and they put her in the oven and yeah, it's creepy.
What movie?
Case 39.
I've seen a movie. It's called, what was it called again?
The Haunting.
No, it wasn't
Your
that.
Mama Jokes?
No.
What about The Exorcist?
What about that's The Haunting?
Exactly.
What about The Haunting?
No, it's called the, One Missed Call. One Missed Call. One Missed Call has a lot of demons in that.
The One Missed Call is just
boring.
It's not like.
Just I got scared by the ending. That little devil child that came at the door.
Yeah, but there is like The Haunting in Connecticut. That is
based
on a true story.
My auntie Silla recorded her TV when she had those little things and faces just started popping up in it. It was weird.
What?
So that ain't nothing. Well, at least you didn't have a faucet.
Well,
like
we'll
this.
Be right back. We'll be back right after this.
What's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this?
Darkness is the light. Disturbia, am I scaring you? 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 Disturbia,
I'll tell you a little story. Not story, but here's a couple facts I found on Encyclopedia. Demon, supernatural being, general, male, violent, and character. In general, the movement, civilization, pagan societies came to consider demons as powerful, supernatural beings who lack a dignity of gods and who, depending on the precedence, might be either benevolent or male violent.
Benevolent or malevolent?
Oh, yeah. In the dealings with men. Some demons, like the Greek Pan, were natural spirits. Others were guardians of the home or field, or watchers or travelers. Still intermediaries between men and the gods. It was not until the development of late Christianity in the 16th, 17th century. This period was a high point in the study of demons. In this particularization of the nature, number of specific Phoenicians. Yeah. That's like a paragraph. So does anyone else have any more facts on demons? Not like stories, but facts.
Like demons are fake?
I'll hear a couple more.
That's your opinion.
The list of complied in 1589 by the demonologist named Binfield was considered to be the highly authorized author of things, and it listed the following major demons and the particular evils: lustful pride, mammon, asmatris, or lechery, Satan. The widespread and ancient belief of demons is still a strong force in many regions of the world today. That's about all the facts I can find on Wikipedia right now. So, anyone else have any more interesting stories besides ones we've already heard?
No,
not really.
Do you think
that
demons
have to do with religion?
So
maybe
if
you don't believe in
religion,
then
you're not.
Yes,
Camera?
This one time,
Kaylee.
That's
it.
Oh,
well, that's one. I kind of think demons may be true, but they can't be.
Like Fisher just said, some people like don't believe in demons because of their religion, some people do. You never know. Demons are just...
Well, in the Christian religion, isn't there like,
Like in the movie Angels and Demons.
Yeah! Yeah, or Drag Me to Hell. That's had lots of demons in it.
That's a girl that...
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen demons?
Yeah, they're very scary looking.
Have you ever, like, heard of any of your friends being, like, followed or being possessed by demons?
No, there are no Jewish demons.
Oh, okay.
There isn't.
All your friends are Jewish?
No, but my religion is Judaism, and since I don't believe in it, then I don't think it's real.
Well, in a Christian religion, there's demons, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on what you believe. I don't believe it. Okay. We're going to take a break.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Coca-Cola wars, I can't take it anymore.
Timmy has a story for us.
Well, one of my friends were in the car one time, and they were driving up to Mount Dutton, and their windows were all steamed up when they were going up there because it was cold out, so they had all the heat on. And they were looking at this rock up Mount Dutton that says, "You can't see me," and they all were looking at it. And then all of a sudden, all their windows like had handprints down them and stuff, and they're wet. It was pretty crazy. They said, like, they remember one of the guys were, what was it? They're driving their sailboat or whatever. It was just a remote control sailboat. They're doing it, and it was in the water, and it was all calm up Mount Dutton. I don't know where they're doing out up at Mount Dutton, but then all like the waves just started getting big, and it like sunk the sailboat, and there was like no wind at all. It's pretty crazy, they said.
Like there was waves out of nowhere, and like there was no wind up Mount Dutton.
Yeah.
I don't believe that they went up Mount Dutton because there's no water at all up Dutton, but yeah.
Yeah, there is.
There is water up there?
Yeah, there is water in Mount Dutton.
Has that happened to anyone else? Like, your window's fogged up, and all of a sudden you guys see, like, handprints on the window?
No, but one time my window blew open, and it was, like, there's no wind at all.
It's kind of creepy.
Crazy. Like, it just blew open.
Well, I remember, I don't know if this happened, like, for real, if I was dreaming, but I got up, and I went up to, I went to see what my sister was doing. I went to make sure she was in her room. And, like, I know she fell asleep with the blankets on, and, like, all the blankets were, like, in the hallway. I tripped over them, like, whoa. I don't know. It's kind of creepy. And then all of a sudden I hear my door shut, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not sleeping in my room.
Oh, my gosh.
And the blankets appeared on the hallway, and then all of a sudden my door shutted. And so that night I slept in my sister's room.
Yeah, there was one night that my mom said she had the door open in my house in her bedroom, and she was looking, and she saw me walk past, go on the stairs, and almost jump, like I was getting ready to jump down them, and then I walked back to my into my bedroom and went back to bed.
That's kind of creepy.
Do you think do you remember your mom talking to you about, like, saying,
yeah.
Do you remember trying to jump off the staircase?
No. I wasn't even dreaming.
Dennis, he was doing this one thing, and he was catching a Ouija board on fire, and he didn't believe that he had something, like, blowing down his head and, like, choking him, and he did it, and it was, like, something made him his breath stop.
Yeah.
I'm going to try those Ouija boards are made out of something that, like, kill you.
Well, that's all for this week. See you next week with Micah with Unicorns.
And we are back. Did you know the first German serviceman killed in the war was killed by the Japanese in China of 1937? That's amazing.
It is.
Right there. Oh yeah, and these are World War II facts. The first American serviceman was killed by the Russians in Finland of 1940. And 80% of Soviet males born in 1923 didn't survive World War II. That's crazy. That's like Germans going after BBs.
It's pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the highest ranking American was killed. American killed was Lieutenant General Leslie McNair, killed by the U.S. Army Air Corps. Wow, he got betrayed.
Betrayed.
He seriously did. What do you think of that, Micah? That the highest ranking American was killed. The highest ranking American killed was Lieutenant General Leslie McNair, killed by the U.S. Army Air Corps.
Why did they kill him?
I don't know. It doesn't say that. He just killed him.
You know what? I think you should have talked about fairies and unicorns.
Why? Fairies and unicorns are weird. Warning. Okay. Ooh, casualties.
You know you're still recording, right?
Yeah. And I'm waiting for this casualty. Oh, wow. Australia has 1 million soldiers. What does KI stand for?
Killed in action?
Yeah, killed in action. 26,976. Wounded, 180,864. That's, like, amazing.
Probably.
Yes, and this is in World War II.
It depends on what the year is, I guess.
So that is that why they called World War II? Because a whole bunch of places were in war?
Yeah, it's when it was certain, like when the Axis powers and the other
Allied powers. Japan had 9,700,000 soldiers and killed in action were, 1,270,000. And wounded 140,000 people.
Half of them suicide bombers. I know England, when they went to World War I in 1914, 1917, I can't remember. It's really bad for a teacher. But, over the course of 3 years, there were that generation of guys that was, 20, 25 years old, just got completely wiped out. So when the war was over, there was, nobody.
Well, there's
nobody in that generation.
80% of Soviet's male-born children were killed.
Wow. See, it's a lot. War not only destroys the present, but it also destroys the future, because it destroys everything you could have possibly become, because you're dead. Or your country's been destroyed, or your artwork is gone, or Baghdad used to be, the place to go. Not now, but 30 years ago. And you can't, a gorgeous city that's destroyed and gone and all of its history because of the war.
What does USSR stand for?
USSR? It's where Russia is now, but it's the Soviet Union.
And the United States had 112,566 people in war, 557 people were killed in action, and 670.
What war is this?
World War II.
World War II? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 670,846 were wounded.
That's crazy. The USSR.
Yeah. That's a lot. Oh, and we'll be back.
Buffalo soldier, dreadlock rasta. It
Back with war. And did you know that United States had 6,000 deaths in World War II?
It's really sad.
Yes. Okay. War is bad. Ethan, has your mind changed about war?
Not really.
Micah? Nope. Cameron?
Nope, you only made it worse.
Timmy?
No.
Miss R?
War is bad. I agree with that.
Peyton?
I think it's really bad.
Kaylee?
I'm still hating on the war.
Jane?
I still think war is good.
We have all agreed. Yes, war is bad. And next week we'll have Robert with fairies.
See you later.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.